everyone. Welcome back to PS I'm Single. It's your girl, Trish. All right, so today's episode is lies and fairy tales. We all know when you go through a relationship, situationship, a friends with benefits, whatever it is, you know, sometimes there are a little bit of lies, fairy tales, omitting the truth that goes on. Today's guests are Quincy. Say hey, Quincy.
How you doing, ladies?
First of all, is that your Barry White?
That's my sexual chocolate.
That's just, we gonna need you to up that sexual chocolate.
How you doing, ladies?
All right. And we have Shay. Hey, Shay.
Hey.
Welcome. I know it's your first time on the show. We won't do too bad, right?
No. I got you. Don't worry.
All right. So to start off, what is your definition of cheating?
Shay can go first. No, she a pro at that.
Anything that is not approved.
What do you mean?
If you let him know, and he's cool with it, so it's not considered cheating.
So if you've discussed it before, and you told him this is a no-no, and he still does it, that's considered cheating?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
But what if you haven't discussed it and he does it?
Well, then that means that we need to have a conversation about it, because that means that he's not telling me something that I really need to know.
So he gets it passed the first time, but once I let you know, this can't happen.
Yeah, and I have to approve on the female. So
as long as I approve on the female,
then it's not an
issue.
She
said approve on the female. I think you need to go deeper.
Wait, so females got to go through the approval call?
Oh, yes, because she got to be bad.
Set up the situation.
Okay, so
turn the volume up.
If we are out and there's a, because like at the end of the day, you have to be realistic.
Right.
If there is a girl that walks past and she is bad and my head is not turning, then what are you looking at?
Oh, so if I'm not looking, you shouldn't be looking.
So yeah, that,
and if we
look at,
if we shut up.
So Quincy, you saying she like the ladies?
I mean, that's what it sounds like. She likes the ladies.
I mean, everybody likes the ladies.
I think a lot of not every female, but a lot of females can look at another female and say, hey,
I think,
you know,
that 98.9999.
Here we go with the percentages.
Percentage of females are bi-curious.
No.
Not necessarily bi-curious, but if you're comfortable with the woman that you are, then you don't have a problem looking at somebody else and saying that she's bad.
Right. You could look at another female and say, oh, she's
okay,
cute.
So you trying to tell me if another dude be like, oh, yeah, that nigga's bad. Like, y'all be like, no, he's gay. No, you don't do that.
You see, it's a little
different.
It's
a double standard.
Okay. You can't do that.
So you believe in double standards?
I do.
Yep.
Okay.
I for sure believe in double standards.
Make sure that's documented, please.
Yeah, it is. I mean, yeah. Y'all can go ahead and write that down.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your definition of cheating, Quincy?
Cheating? Getting the wrong answer on a test?
First of all, no. First of all, no.
Cheating is anything that's not approved of by management, upper management.
So management has to approve it.
Yeah.
And who's management?
Who's managing?
The female's the manager.
Oh, okay. At least you know.
Okay. So if she says something and you go and do it, that's cheating.
Or that's not listening.
He's trying to be technical.
Excuse me. You have to make sure you cover all gray areas here.
He just said, so that's not listening. So what action would you consider cheating? You in a relationship with somebody.
I'm single.
I was setting up the scenario.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
I like to do the setup.
I wanted to make sure listeners knew what was going on. All
right, everybody. Quincy is single. If you're looking for somebody, I got you.
Okay.
All right. So I'm setting up the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You in a relationship with your lady.
Right.
You happen to see somebody else you like.
Mm-hmm.
You have sex with her.
Oh, you slam dance. Okay.
You slam dance.
Right.
Is that cheating?
Yeah. If, you know, the significant other is not aware of...
Aware? She's not there.
She ain't there.
She has to be there.
You could call and get permission.
Oh, so if she there, is it cheating?
No.
Shay?
No, because she
definitely
may,
not.
She may like to participate.
Or maybe she just want to watch.
Yeah, what if she just wanna...
Where did y'all find her?
What if she in the other room and she don't know?
It's just certain...
Yeah, you playing with fire. You trying to die?
Yeah.
Y'all trying to die? She in the other room?
Wish.
She gonna say you got a new sex doll?
You, You got a death wish?
You're right.
Is it cheating if it's a sex doll? These sex dolls look bad as shit, though.
Oh, my God.
I don't know about all that.
Yo, they got one. They got a male sex doll. Right, and when I saw that, I was like...
I think this interview's over.
Is it?
I'm talking about male sex dolls.
Yeah, that's kind of strange.
Listen, Shay.
Yes.
Now, you go away for a couple of months, or your dude is away for a couple of months. He lonely. He done got a sex doll, Shay 2.0. Look just like you, built like you, everything. She got your leggings on, your tank top.
Ew. He better call me on FaceTime so I can make the noise.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
Is it weird? Is it cheating? Is it weird? What is it?
Oh, definitely not.
It's mechanical.
Is that's acceptable?
Okay. That's acceptable.
It's mechanical. Hold on, so mechanical sex is okay?
No. I mean, what do you mean mechanical? It's not a mechanical sex doll. It's a rubber sex doll.
Rubber sex doll. Okay.
They talk and all that now.
Well, so no, I've
that's
been told.
Wrong.
So I've been
those
told.
Those are the new ones.
The new ones? You got one?
I can't afford that. I can't afford that
somebody
yet.
Go to the sex her house. Doll X. Wait.
Listen.
All right. So they talk?
They talk, yeah. They moan now and all that.
And they whine and everything.
That's
nah,
crazy.
That shit is cheating. That shit is cheating.
You know what you feed them? You know you feed them the fake food. Like
stop
remember
it.
Back in the day,
stop
the cabbage
it.
Patches.
Where you put the spoon?
You put the spoons in
you
the mouth.
Lying.
You feed them that.
Stop. You got one at home. You know too much.
Exactly.
I ain't seen none
how
of these
know
details,
all the details
online.
What are you talking about?
Because he
got one at home.
I do not have a sex doll at home.
Yes, you do.
I wouldn't be doing this interview right now.
You be at
you
home
be
with your doll.
I be at home with my dog. Made from Mattel.
Oh shit!
Oh my God!
I think that's cheating. I don't care if she talk, is she moaning and shit? That's cheating. I don't care. She
really
cheated.
No.
All right. So, do you consider messaging someone on social media cheating? You sliding in DMs if you got a girlfriend, Quincy?
If you got a girlfriend and you slide in the DMs, that might be cheating unless it's business related.
Nah, it's not business related.
It's not business. So set it up. Set it up for me. Set it up.
All right, so I'm going to set it up. Mm-hmm. You sliding through.
Mm-hmm.
You see a chick. She in Dubai with her BBL, her Brazilian butt lift.
She
got the one leg up to the side. They call it the bad built bitches pose.
Oh, with the toe on the floor?
Yeah.
Got you. Ladies, put your toes down. Put your toes down. Once y'all put your toes up, what is it called? The BBL?
It's called
the babish leg.
Oh, babish. Shit.
Yeah.
The cock up.
The cock. She the took cock up. Oh,
yeah. There you go. I'm saying.
Somebody cut her mic off.
He said. So right. You sliding in the DMs.
Sliding in the DMs.
You saying, hey, you know, you looking.
What's it called?
Yeah.
Right? You're looking like an edible arrangement and all that.
That's cheating.
That might be considered cheating.
That's cheating. Shay, you slide in the DMs when you got a boyfriend?
She's slid in a couple of DMs.
First of all, let her tell her truth.
Let her tell her lie.
Well, actually, I don't need to slide in anybody's DM because they're all in mine.
Oh.
But
what kind of pictures you... What's your Instagram? What kind of pictures you posting? Because I'm about to emulate everything you got.
Oh, girl, you can look it up because I'm cute.
I need some DMs. Like, I ain't got nobody sliding in my DMs.
Are they flirting?
Are we flirting?
Really?
Quincy.
He always got to try it. He always got to try it.
That drink must be kicking in right now.
Yeah, mine is kind of empty.
Your cup on E.
Yeah, my cup is on E.
All right. So, have you ever cheated?
Shay, ladies first.
I wouldn't consider it cheating.
First of all.
Come on.
I honestly would not consider it cheating because...
What do you consider it?
Okay, so to me, cheating is penetration from another male, and that's never happened.
Oh,
so if I tell you,
if I tell you
that there's somebody that I'm interested in, and you tell me that, all right, so can't nobody make you feel no type of way?
You heard the patois, right?
So then
say it
it's
again,
like,
say it
okay,
again. Say it again. How did
like,
say it to you?
Like a girl can't make you feel no type of way if you deal with a girl. So it's just like, okay, cool. But then if I deal with the girl and you in your feelings, then that's on you because it's not cheating. Because I made you aware.
So it was a girl.
Yeah.
So you think it's not cheating?
Oh, definitely not.
So there was no penetration?
Nope.
It was lictation.
Yes, it definitely wasn't. It was amazing.
What's her number? I'm joking. Wait.
You got to go off air for that one.
Wait a minute. No. So wait, how did he... Did he find out?
I told him... Initially.
And?
It's just like, at the end of the day, every relationship, you need to have a great conversation.
That's
true. If you don't have good communication, then things are not going to work.
Right.
So if you're feeling some type of way and you want something, then you need to communicate with your partner. And if he's understanding and not in his feelings or insecure, then he's not going to have a problem with it. Just as the same as if he's feeling some type of way and he sees something that he likes and he wants to let you know, then it's up to you to establish the rules, because certain things and certain you cannot do.
I got a question.
Is that a wedding ring you got on right now, Quincy? Talking about
ring?
You single?
Excuse me, this is a college ring.
Oh, okay,
this is a degree ring. You
ladies,
know,
he is
a lot of educated. A lot of niggas in the street don't got this. Money can't buy this.
Ladies, he's mm-hmm. educated and he's single.
Yeah, it's called I passed all my classes.
With my hope.
And I had a 4.0 to graduate.
Producer Naisha said that's a high school ring.
Oh!
Bring the producer over here. Producer, pull up, please. I need you to read the letters off of this ring.
Oh, shit.
You want to pass that around?
No, we don't want to pass your ring around.
Oh, all right.
Let's talk about your cheating escapade. Before we turn the mics on, you said you omit the truth. You don't cheat.
Right, can I have some more?
Yeah, because he likes to be passed around, so he needs to,
He needs another sip to tell his truth.
She said, I like to be passed around.
You a pass around?
I don't know nothing about that.
All right, so let's talk about your cheating. Have you ever cheated?
Back in the day when I used to partake in those type of extravaganzas.
But why?
Why did I cheat?
You know what? I kind of respect Shay, because she told her dude before she did it that she was going to do it. Right, Shay?
Yes, ma'am.
So, and he was down with it, so she did it. I feel like men don't give women the chance to make that decision for themselves, whether they want to stay or go. Y'all just go out and do your own shit.
And think that we will never know.
Yeah. And y'all, assuming that we won't even be down with it, when half the time, a lot of females is like, all right, this one time, I might want to join. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
they do not extend the courtesy.
Not at all. Why you ain't tell her before you did it, Quincy?
I've never, I don't know what she talking about over here. But, excuse me, yeah, there's a live thing going on over here. When I used to partake in the cheating stuff.
Yeah.
I think I did it because I probably was bored.
In your relationship?
At that time, probably.
Really?
Or it was just something to do at that time. I think it's different between, like, men and women when they cheat.
I feel like with men is more of an ego thing.
I wouldn't call it an ego. I would just call it probably being bored, or it was something to do at that time.
But if you bored, why not tell her you bored so she could do something to
She may not be around at that time.
She was locked up? Shit.
Nah, she wasn't locked up.
She ain't call you for 3 days. You was pissed. You ain't even know she was in Central Bookings.
In college, you know, when I used to play around like that, it probably would have been, it probably was something to do. Like, it's different. Like, women, y'all gonna cheat because y'all, like, emotionally, like, hurt about something. Some women, you know, there's mixed breeds, like these people over here, right?
Listen.
Yeah, producer, I see you over here, producer. But with men, sometimes we just cheat, like, oh, she got a fatty, like, I want a clip. And then after the clip, it's like,
that's it?
Bye. Like,
but was it worth it?
It really wasn't, but it was something to do at that time. There's no rhyme or reason for it. It like, we fucked up sometimes.
You can't help yourself, though?
You can't
see a couple fatties and just let them go by.
You could sometime, but sometime if you know you were partaking in those type of extracurricular activities, you may want to like touch, like.
Damn.
Like, sometime.
Sad. You can't.
But that was back
yourself.
In the day.
Have like, you been cheated on, Quincy?
Probably have.
But not that you know of.
No, I think I. Yeah.
You knew.
I knew one time.
How you found out?
You know, you got female friends. You know, the females be talking. You like, well, find out for me. And then sometime when your lady don't know all your female friends, do you just have the one that she don't know, like, befriend her? Like,
are you serious?
That's serious.
See?
Listen, it's tactical.
Is that deep?
Sometimes.
Why
listen,
not just ask
girls,
her?
Girls are worse.
No.
How you figure?
What? Y'all will do some hold up. First of all, okay.
I'm
okay.
Not befriending
now,
no
now
man
let's
to
now,
befriend my
now
man.
Now let's talk
exactly.
Some
exactly. Okay.
Now yeah. Let's talk some real shit.
Let's
okay,
talk.
Cool.
Let's
so
talk.
Y'all could cheat on y'all nigga, right? And he'll call you like, "Oh, baby, you cheating on me?" Whatever. No, what you talking about? Da da da. Or even if, however y'all start talking about it, y'all be like, "No, what you talking about? If you don't believe me, you leave me." He be like, "All right, baby. All right. Coy, done." And y'all like this. He ain't even know what's going on. We can't do that. Y'all be like, oh, nigga, you cheating, fuck out of here, don't touch me no more.
Because you sloppy. Guys are sloppy with
and
it.
Y'all not sloppy, but sometimes y'all are stupid.
How we stupid?
Because, see, y'all try to cover up y'all shit, but y'all don't cover up everything.
I don't know what you talk. You talking from experience.
Cover up anything.
Who? I don't cheat.
Anymore. Just omit the truth.
Back when I was doing my thing.
So that was old school Quincy.
Right. Back when I was doing my thing, I used to cover up my shit. Used to cover up my shit real good.
But it wasn't never that good. Because you got caught.
When I got caught?
You got caught in some.
When I got caught? I never got caught because of me, though.
College?
How you get caught?
In college, because girls be on a bullshit.
Come on. And then he thought I was the friend. Like, I'm always the friend that got to save him.
Wait, so you was the one who ratted on him, Shay?
I will never rat on him. I will never. But I always got his back. And then it's like, damn, how many situations you going to put me in? How many girls you going to introduce me to?
How many times I got to ride?
You a ride or die. You the friend. You got to listen. Listen.
Like, I got to keep covering. Ring,
didn't I tell? Yeah.
It's like, nah, this is just Shay. Like, we just chilling. Like, oh, okay, hey, Shay, how are you? I'm good. How are you? And then when we get off the phone, I got to be like, come on, Quincy, really? So who's this one?
You was covering up for him.
I mean, you got to ride for your homie, so.
Don't let her call you, because she a liar, too.
Stop.
She a liar, too. Don't let, yo.
How many dudes she had call you? You like, nah, that's just my sis.
Niggas don't call my phone.
Oh, they don't, because nobody meets him.
Don't play
nobody
me.
Meets him.
They
so
can't
if,
come
some,
to you,
not, if somebody meet don't him, then me. He know that person is special.
But she's crazy. She bleached niggas' clothes and shit.
All right, Shay, we're going to talk about some of your... let's hear this story, because I done heard something about a car.
Oh, somebody
possibly, allegedly being random. I don't know who listens.
I got to get off a live for this one.
Right, get off a live, because yeah, cut your live on. My live on.
We got to say allegedly.
To this story.
Look, man. Things happen. And when you're in your emotions.
I need to hear these things that happen. How you going to put her out there?
All right, nah. All right. They going to listen. It's story time, guys.
All right, Shay.
So which one you want to hear?
We want to hear the car and the alleged body being ran.
Hold
on. Let me get something with something to drink. Because this, I think, oh, I need a cup.
You super thirsty, Quincy.
Hold on.
Yeah, this is a story, boy.
I mean. One of the Brady Bunch story. This is a story.
Well, okay, so initially I was dating this guy, and we were together for like 3.5 years, and like this is somebody that I was like really in love with. He met Quincy. Now you know if he met Quincy that it was something like nobody meets.
I didn't want to meet that nigga. I met him by default. I just want that to be clear.
Damn.
Really? That really? That's how you gonna do me?
I really didn't want. She brought him around me by default.
But I had to, though, because what I was going to do, be like, oh, so Quincy, this is this person.
Well, whatever, go ahead.
Finish
anyway,
your story.
So we was talking or whatever, and then he was living with me at the time. And then he's just like, oh, that he's about to go out to a party because we both party or whatever. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm not really in the mood, so I didn't go. And I don't know, like, women's intuition is real. Something at 1 o'clock in the morning told me to call him. Call, no answer. So, one thing about me, you can't take me for no fool. I did find my iPhone.
Wait.
And,
so that means he was on a plane.
He was on the plane.
I mean,
put the locator on him.
3.5 years, then you got to be on something if you in this. So,
damn.
I did.
Really? Don't do that.
Tell your story.
So, it's just like, okay, so I did find my iPhone, and I saw he wasn't in no party. He was somewhere where he didn't need to be, so... Hit up one of my girlfriends, like, we gotta go for a ride.
Oh, shit.
And yes, we did. We sat outside that house for 3.5 hours till the sun came up. And when he came out, zoom, zoom.
You just ran him over?
No, I said good morning.
Oh. So that made it okay.
Mm-hmm. Because one thing about me is, like, at the end of the day, I'm a realist. So it's just like... If you're going to deal with somebody, you need to deal with them and go about your business.
Right.
What you sleeping over and hugging up and all of them something there for?
You cuddling and shit?
Yeah, see, that's inappropriate. You got a girlfriend and you live with your girlfriend. So if you're trying to smash, then you go better smash and grab and keep it pushing.
Right.
And go to the party like you told me you was going to the party and make sure you get all sweaty when you come home and you take a shower. so I don't have to question where you was at and what you was doing. So now that I have to question, now that I need to get out of my bed and get in my car and drive to where you at, we gonna have a problem.
Wait, so what did he say when he saw you?
He was stuck, and so was she, because they got out. They came out the house together.
Oh, shit, she came out too?
Oh, yeah. She came out with the mom.
Well, her mother?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So they was so he was smashing the mother too?
Well, I don't think he was smashing the mother. I just think that they was just really on some cordial type of, oh yeah, this is like the person I'm dealing with, and probably they've been talking for a little minute that they were so comfortable
right.
to come out together, which is the problem.
Damn.
So it's just like, all right, good morning, everyone. Hope you sleep good. Hope everything was nice. And he's just like, oh shit. And so the girl and her mom went right back into the house and locked the door.
That's exactly what the fuck I would have did.
And so he tried to come over, and it so happened that my foot hit the gas.
Accidentally.
Purpose dentally.
I mean, yeah, I did it on purpose because you deserve that. And I didn't really run him over too hard. I just licked him a little bit with the car. Like, I just nudged him a little bit. Like, you know, like, I'm not playing. And so he was, like, running from me, and I was fine. No, I found him.
Oh, wait, you was following him
oh,
in the
yes,
car?
Oh, yes, honey. Up and down. Like, we was all up and through that area.
First
like
of all,
nobody's business.
Let me tell you something. If I'm the girl at the door with my mother, I died at least 3 times as soon as you said good morning.
Honey, my best friend was in the car.
Like, I would have...
Shay, stop!
Died. It, like, died in my skin. My soul is gone. I don't know who locked the door. Must have been my mother because I'm dead.
Yeah. I mean, but...
Damn! So you just... All right,
and
fellas.
Then afterwards, we had a nice little conversation in the park because he saw I wasn't playing.
In the park. Nice.
Wait, how long after was this?
But, I mean, we was out there for a minute.
Probably. Oh, so well, after you ran him over, this man spoke to you?
Oh, yeah, he didn't have a choice.
I had to call 911. I'm sorry.
Oh, he knew better than that.
Look, see?
Damn.
Crazy.
I am not. When you love a person and you allow people into certain areas of your life,
it's
like
nobody
you don't
car.
Play. You don't play. And I love hard, so.
I mean, 3 years is a long-ass time.
She loves deadly, fellas, deadly.
Stop it.
3 years is a long time. So it's sort of like you was living with him.
Yep.
He had the audacity to really, like, be in her house. And then you cool with her mother? How long was y'all messing around?
Exactly.
My thing is, like, I ran you over, too.
Certain levels of disrespect I will not tolerate.
Yeah.
Because I'm a realist and I'm a very open person, so it's not anything that you can't say to me. So for you to do certain things behind my back, that means that you don't have any respect.
Damn.
I just want to see the girl who was licking on you.
First of all, why you got to backtrack to that?
I just wanted to make sure that my fellas understood that I just wanted to see the girl.
You really? Just want to see the girl.
I just want to see who she was, who she is.
Who the girl is.
Yes.
And I'll always keep you wondering because that's nobody's business.
I'm going to find out.
You will never.
I'm a friend.
But that was like...
Doesn't matter.
2.5, 3 years ago?
So was that like the worst cheating... Was that over for you after
nah,
that?
She's, nah, she's,
no, we
she's
stayed
still
together.
Look, she stayed
you
with
stayed
the
together after you, yeah. ran, you ran him over with the...
Yeah, honey. Love is real.
Damn.
Love is blind.
How long did y'all stay together after that? Quincy, we don't need no backup singers.
After that incident, we were together for a year and a half.
Damn.
Yeah.
I bet you he didn't go back to her house.
Oh, no, he definitely
didn't. I bet
didn't.
You he ain't never said he was going to another party.
No, but we had incidents after. Well, we had one incident after
another
that.
Cheating incident?
Oh, yes.
What the fuck? What happened?
Ooh, that was the...
I want to hear this one.
That tipped the scale.
Oh, this was the one that was like...
Yeah, that broke the camel's back. Yep, so he wasn't working, and
why
I got him...
Why you had to sip so loud?
Because I know the story.
Sipping the tea. So he wasn't working, and I'm just like, all right, whatever. At the end of the day, I'm not going to knock a man if he's not doing it. Like, if he's not where he needs to be in life. Because as a female, you're supposed to, like, support him and help him get to where he needs to be. So that's what I did. I hit up one of my old supervisors and got him a job at one of my old jobs.
Okay.
And so it was like, cool, now he can work and do what he needs to do, and I'm not going to knock it. I would never step in the way of anybody making money.
Dun, dun, dun.
So... Now it is the day before Valentine's Day, and he told me that he had to work on Valentine's Day.
Oh,
so I was like, okay, cool, not a problem. Like, and he's like, oh, we could go out the day before. So I'm like, all right, cool.
Hit you with the side bitch day.
He did. He hit me with the side bitch day, but that's okay. That's all right. So he came, sent flowers, candy, everything to my job. He picked me up from work. We went on a helicopter ride around the city. It was absolutely amazing.
What kind of job you got him? And they hire us still. Can you call your supervisor?
It's like, listen, honey, well connected. Education is everything. And so it was like, it was really, really nice. And I'm like, you know what? I haven't gave him some in a minute. So I give him peace. So I gave him some. And so I'm
that
like, okay.
Bust it open.
I definitely did.
McNasty.
Bust it open for a real one.
Y'all might want to sanitize these microphones.
Stop it. Really?
Quincy, I'm turning your mic off.
Right? You got to watch his mic, though, because.
Go ahead, tell your story. Your story. Thank you.
Back to the story now. So it's just like, okay, cool. So he went to work, but he told me initially that he had lost his phone. Okay. So I had put in an order to get him a new phone or whatever. And then the phone came on Valentine's Day. And then I'm hitting him up, and it's just. He was just a little too nervous for me to set the phone up. Because I'm like, I have all the passwords, so I already know. I set everything up and I bring you the phone so that way you could be back connected so you could do what you need to do. But he was a little too nervous for that.
He didn't want you to turn on that phone.
So I'm just like, okay. And mind y'all, because one thing about me, I don't go through anybody's phone.
Okay.
Certain things you just don't do. Don't look for something that you're not ready to see.
Right.
So, but I was ready to see it because he was acting a little too funny to me. So I set up the phone, and because he was acting so funny, now I'm going through the messages.
Damn.
And boy, oh boy.
Damn.
Did I go through those messages?
Don't tell me you found the location and pulled up.
No, I called one of the females. I'm like, wait. Who is this? And then, so I call. I'm like, hey, I see that you texting. What's up?
Oh.
And she's like, so-and-so, your girlfriend on the phone.
Oh, shit. Wait, he right here. Wait.
Yeah. And I said, oh, God. I was
wait,
like,
how she knew you was the girlfriend?
Because she asked. She's like, who is this? I'm like, this is his girlfriend.
Damn.
And she called him by his name and said, your girlfriend is on the phone. And I was like, you know what? At this point, you could just have him because I'm not going through it.
Tony, your like, girl on the phone right now. He probably died in his skin.
Oh, he probably did. And it was just like, you know what? I'm just done. But then the girl, like, and I was just like, you know what? I'm not even going to go through the drama with him already because he already knows how I give it up. So... But the girl just kept calling me. So I'm just like, you know what? Let me answer. But mind you, it's Valentine's Day now.
And you with my man.
And so I'm like...
After she busted open.
What's going on?
Multiple times.
So then she's like, oh, no, I would like to meet up with you because I think he's lying to you and lying to me. But to me, he's at work. So now you're trying to be funny, honey. Oh, no, we don't do that over here. So I'm like, okay. So I met up with her. And Lord God, did she have the nerve to come and meet me driving his car?
All right, I gotta go. Mic's off. Producer, cut the lights off.
Yeah.
What you just said?
She had the nerve to meet me driving his X5.
Wait, when y'all met up that same night?
It was in the morning, honey. This was all in the morning. It had to be like 11, 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
And he was supposed to be at work.
He was at work.
Now he at work.
The job that I got him.
The job that I'm about to get you fired from.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Oh, shit.
So it's just like, okay. So I'm like, you know what? I had to talk to myself in the car like, Shay, do not put hands on this girl because she's going to call the cops on you.
She was trying to make a point by pulling up in his car.
Oh, she definitely was.
What you pulling up in his car?
That's a fact. That's a fact.
So I was just like, okay, no problem. So I got out.
She should have had his basketball shorts on. You know how we feel about the basketball shorts. If she had the basketball shorts on and the hoodie and pulled up in the car with his slippers on, should have been lit.
His Gucci slides.
Oh, I just fucking missed his Gucci flip-flops.
So I was just like, okay. I got out of my car. I nicely got into the passenger seat
of his car
because I said, you know what? I am going to be a lady about this. I will not be ratchet. I will try my hardest not to be. So I'm talking to the young lady or whatever, and then the girl have the nerve to go in her phone and show me a picture
of
It was a picture of a position that me and him did have last night.
So he...
It was the same picture that me and him just took the night before. And he did it with her. And I was just like, I lost it.
So...
Oh, my God.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
All right, wait.
I'm going to go to commercials.
Let me collect myself. So he then did it with you, mm-hmm. and then went and did it with her, and took a picture of it, and she felt the need to show it to you.
And that was my cue to.
What was she trying to? All right, ladies, listen.
She was trying it.
But ladies, listen. You cheating with somebody else's man. You know this man got a girlfriend, wife, whatever you want to call it. What you trying to prove to this woman? Because she's already in his life. She's already been in his life. There's nothing you're going to say to her. Like, you make yourself look stupid. She pulled up in his car. Ma'am, where was your car?
Right in front of his.
No, where was her car is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, darling.
Because she probably would have pulled up on the MTA bus.
But you know what, darling? If you ever realize, they never cheat with anything better.
Nothing to your equals. So always somebody like, a little more.
That's fine. You could drive his because I got mine.
That's a fact.
But why do that? Just speak from a male's perspective.
Well, me, per se, I think I try to go up. I don't think I've ever...
Don't try to put yourself out there like that.
Honestly,
you don't always
you've never
go
taken
up.
A step down you from your girl?
You done took some L's, because I done seen some L's.
What L's I took?
I done seen some L's.
She said Lauren, Lisa.
How long we been friends?
What L's I took?
Latasha.
Over 10 years.
What L's I took?
Come on.
I just told you
don't have me start naming... Don't make me name names.
I just named three of them.
Africa.
Compared to who? The one that I was talking to?
Mm-hmm.
She
yeah, that's she a L. That was an L.
She had a better body than her.
It don't matter about the body.
It's all about body.
But that wasn't a.
That was the only thing she had was a body.
All right, that was it. It was
Quincy,
recreation.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Chick got a banging body, and we talked about this before too. Because you
did.
Said you was messing with a girl. She was bad, but she was whacking bad.
Right. She was basura.
So my thing is,
well, her face was pretty though.
Right, but say you meet a girl, she's not that, she average,
mm-hmm.
right, or a little less than average.
It's quiet.
But she,
I got standards now. I grew up.
All of a sudden,
Quincy.
I was back in college. I was young and dumb.
Can I finish?
Finish, please.
I'm setting it up. Y'all know I like to set it up. Let me set it up at least.
Set it up. Okay, put the lights on it.
All right, so, you know, she average, or your definition of a little less than average,
mm-hmm.
but she's super smart, got a banging-ass career, got her shit together. She may not have the baddest body.
Oh, she a Shay.
So what I'm saying is, you gonna play her for the chick that got the banging-ass body with the dungeon box, but she cute, though?
Yep.
She got no... What are you talking
yep.
about? Oh, boy. Back then, probably...
No,
I
now. I'm not...
Nah,
we
nah,
not
I
worried about...
Standards.
We talking about Quincy 2.0.
I grew up...
Which one
standards.
You going for, though?
I got standards.
Which one you going for?
The good one.
The good one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you.
You don't have to believe me.
I know. Well, the listeners don't believe
me.
But you,
believe
but you
me.
Know what, though?
You can't handle the truth.
At certain instances, I gotta vouch for him because
where he's
been
you.
And where he is now,
he changed. He a changed man.
I would never say they changed because they don't never change. He upgraded a
he
little
upgraded.
Bit. He's doing
he
good.
He progressed.
Taking the train.
Stay progressive, Quincy.
I always progress.
And let me tell you something: omitting the truth is the same as lying.
No, it's not.
It
don't
definitely
ask,
is.
Don't tell.
Really. Don't ask. Don't tell.
You tell everything that somebody don't know.
Yeah.
Use a damn lie.
If you dealing with somebody, let me tell you, I'm going to give you the opportunity to make the decision for yourself whether you want to stay
right,
or
but a lot of girls don't do that.
But
they
I'm
don't,
not
they
a
don't
lot
give,
of girls.
And I'm not a lot of men.
I'm a grown-ass
and
woman.
And I'm a grown-ass man.
You a lie. You a lie.
Excuse me.
You get on my nerves. You get on my nerves.
No.
All right, so that was just the one incident that you know of your girl cheating on you, Quincy?
Yeah, I think I've pick some good butterflies.
Some good butterflies.
Not necessarily.
Shay is not vouching for you at all.
Who's not a good butterfly?
We can't say names.
She don't gotta say names. She could just say like
that last one.
The last one. Can we talk about why you single right now, Quincy?
Yeah, I'm single.
Why?
Because
of.
Because he don't listen to Shay, knowing that Shay has his back for over 10 years.
Oh boy.
Why are you single?
Because it just didn't work out.
But there are other people.
There are other people. I mean, I'm dating.
You're dating.
Yeah.
Where you finding people?
Oh, you always got
I go
people.
Out.
You're very social.
I'm very social. I've been off the grid for a long time. So I guess when I pop back up on the grid, my icon started to light up in a lot of people's
okay.
Homing devices.
But you were supposed to, wasn't he supposed to invite us to something and we ain't never even.
Y'all never showed. I invited y'all.
You never invited us.
He supposed to know where it is.
He's a damn lie.
See, don't do that because he do that all the time.
Hollywood.
He is.
Because I'm going to call you Hollywood. Hollywood, you ain't never invited us to nothing. You said you gave us like a prefix to like we was gone, whatever, and I'm gonna let y'all know when right. I get back.
All right, the next game night, right? We're supposed to be having one in March.
Heard it all before.
No, we have one in March. Don't hit me with the
all of your lies, all of your sweet. I could do backup singing too. That shit you was over there doing because you're lying.
I'm not lying. The next game night.
Next
game night.
Can we do it? Can we do a Quincy / PS I'm Single production?
What do you mean?
Your next game night.
What are you talking about?
Can we invite some of our PS?
Oh, yeah, invite all your peoples, all your lady friends. All
you see how he only says the ladies.
Because there's a whole bunch of what are you talking about?
There's a lot of guys that go to your game night?
There's mad dudes in there, too.
All right, ladies, we in there.
That's what I'm talking about.
What kind of guys, though?
Bring them all. They got all shapes and sizes.
They got jobs.
All of them.
Legally.
Yep.
Employed.
Yep.
Under their own name.
Mm-hmm.
The name on their social.
W-2, I was gonna say their socials. 1099.
The name on their birth certificate is theirs.
All that. We ain't.
They ain't come up on nobody else's papers.
I was gonna say, honey, they probably came up on somebody else's name.
Look, you see how y'all be talking?
But I'm just trying to figure it out.
But then when y'all talk about, oh, my homegirl said she like you, we don't say none of that.
That's
you be
your
like,
problem.
Who's your homegirl?
Right, who your homegirl? That's
you
it.
You be who your homegirl? She
we
look
like
she
how many
bad.
Daddy, how many big daddy she got?
Yes, you
who,
do.
Who clothes she bought when
yes,
they come
y'all
out?
Yes, y'all do.
Who shoes she got on?
Yes, y'all do.
Because y'all just be trying to smash and grab them.
Oh, my God.
So what are you doing right now? You just dating. You not looking for nothing serious. Because I mean, might have a listener that's trying.
If it happens, it happens. I don't turn anybody away. I explore all options. You
nah, because you just say you got standards now. So you
I do. So, you ain't going to send me no mud duck.
What the fuck is a mud duck? I have said this before, and I'm going to continue to say this. The men that come on this show always teach me something new.
You ain't going
to
send me no...
What?
No,
all right, so we about to
no
end it
crash
off.
Crash Bandicoot.
He got the terminology,
before
honey.
We end this,
yes.
I'm going to need a definition of a mud duck and the Crash Bandicoot.
Okay. Crash Bandicoot is a young lady, you know, because I have respect for young ladies. I'm going to call her a young lady, right?
Okay.
Who may be very promiscuous. And
so everybody slamming.
Slam dancing. You know, she might just be with the dick and bounce.
Okay.
You know, that's a Crash Bandicoot. Like, you just hit, just crashed it, right?
All
right. And a mud duck is a very ugly individual that believes that she's very high maintenance.
Damn!
So, you know, her knobs are just turned to the wrong station, right? So you might have to bring her back to, like, you know, WBLS because she's on 105 right now. Yeah.
On that note, ladies, don't be out here mud ducking.
Don't be mud ducking. You know, last time you told them how to take the panties off, remember? Told them how to take how to, remember?
Yo, when I tell you, off. I oh was like, gosh. I was texting everybody like, yo, do y'all really watch this shit? Like,
yes.
Now you got all the ladies that listen, you got the nerves to take their fucking panties off. Because now they
but
like.
But if they good, they take it, and they letting him take it off.
Ladies, y'all over there origami in the shit.
Right.
Like,
right. Now, you know, some of them letting them take it off, and he like, oh, all right.
Nah, like I said, just show up without nothing, you be good.
All right.
Now, stay ready.
I'm going to look at the middle of your jeans.
What the fuck?
Oh, my gosh.
We ain't going to have
it. Don't even be jeans. It be tights, because you like the ones
okay,
in tights.
Okay, I'm going to look in the middle.
She said you like the one with the five-out tights.
Know,
the
no.
Tight for.
Damn.
No, she don't
the see-through know. Tights? Not even the good tights?
No, the good tights, not the see-through joints.
Yeah.
The $20 tights.
Yeah.
The ones for 20.
The one from American Apparel. All
right. Them a little
those
bit more than
$20.
Those like $50.
That's why I was American Apparel.
Right, he got standards, cool. Ladies. Don't come out here with these rainbow tights on.
Nope. I'm gonna tell you. Fuck out here. What you doing?
For
I'm
real?
Gonna get you. Yes.
Yo, what if you meet a girl? This is my last question. If you meet a female and she's cute, she's smart, whatever, but she can't dress,
I'm gonna have to correct that. But I'm gonna cut your ass first. I'm gonna.
But
tell you
still with it? You still with?
Yeah, a little bit.
Nah, no, you're not, because you're not even looking at her. She got the $5 rainbow tights on.
But see, we could work on that. I could take you to Uniqlo and Forever 21 to get you straight.
Why Forever 21? Why you can't take her to Zara's?
Nah, she ain't Zara box yet. She gotta get a test run.
You gotta start off at Forever 21. You end up where?
You might end up at Zara's or something like that. All
right.
You know, you might be, you know, she and might she, not act right. She might get a little Uniqlo.
Damn, you can't even take her to a Bird Off Goodman. She,
Bird Off?
Yes.
She might be what? When you call it Mud Ducking?
You heard that? You said Bird Off. You go, yeah, stop it. Fuck out of
here. Sorry, Nostrum.
All right, ladies, let's not be out here Mud Ducking. Am I Mud Ducking?
No, you're not mud ducking.
I think I'm cute.
You're a little cute.
I think I'm cute.
I think she's smiling.
Stop. All right, ladies, don't be out here mud ducking. Your frequency is off. You gotta fix the knobs?
Right. Fix the knobs. Come back down.
You know? I didn't say this. This is strictly coming from Quincy. I think all us ladies are beautiful in our own way.
Don't be on 105 when you really hot 97.
Or 101.3.
Facts.
Whatever
that is.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks for coming, guys.
No problem.
I really appreciated it. Fellas, stay out of Shay's DMs. You might get run over. Allegedly. We don't know who's listening.
Unless you got Geico.
Maybe we know somebody with Geico. And ladies, he got standards. Don't come at him with the $5 rainbow tights. You
Facts.
Got to have
one. American Apparel.
American Apparel. $50 tights.
The 600 thread count.
Damn, he said this thread count. Well, all right. Thanks for coming, Shay and Quincy.
No problem. Thanks for having us. I really enjoyed it.
And the takeaway for this show is, what do you consider cheating? Is omitting the truth actually a lie? I want to hear from everybody. Write to me. Let me know.